Welcome back to another Daily Walk. And today I want to talk a little bit about Christianity and Islam compared. Now, this is a comment somebody left on the channel. However, it is a comment, one of those famous comments that YouTube deleted. I saw it come through my notifications, but the comment's nowhere to be found on my dashboard. It is not on the video, but it was still in my notification, so I was able to take a little picture of it. And this is, I'll not mention the name just in case, but it says, "Recently I've had a few friends say Christianity is as bad as Islam, as it also commands to kill non-believers." And he quotes things like Deuteronomy, "I'd appreciate a topic on this if possible, ... And that's all the further the notification gets me. So I don't know if there was anything else expanded on there. Just be clear, I did not delete the comment. YouTube seemed to find something against that. Big tech wanting to play to all of the crazy nonsense of our world. Tell me it isn't so. Well, I want to address this. So that really is the comment. And the question comes down to Deuteronomy 13. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time looking at this, but I'm going to cover a couple other verses first. So let's go ahead and look at Deuteronomy 13. First and foremost is about false prophets. So there is certainly a difference between a random unbeliever and a false prophet as far as somebody saying, follow the Lord our God. But is this really still applicable to Christianity? Is this applicable to the Jewish nation? And how does this relate to Islam? And that's what we want to talk about. Now, first and foremost, I am not a scholar on Islam, but I have studied a lot of it to understand a couple of things here and there. Islam itself is not calling necessarily for the death of the unbeliever. It is calling for the conversion of the unbeliever on both an individual level and on a national level. They have a goal to have nations running under Sharia law, and any nation which opposes them is considered their enemy. And the freedom of America is why they consider America a deep enemy, although they are gaining some traction inside. So ultimately, they want the conversion of all people to Islam on the personal level and on the state level. If a person is persistent in rejecting that, then the Quran does call for death of the infidel. So under the guise of the holy war. So we have to understand first and foremost that there are Islamic people who are more, they're just culturally Islamic. They do generally want to live at peace with everybody. They don't really care if their neighbor is Islamic or Christian or whatever else. And honestly, I would call these the quote unquote, the bad Muslims, because they're not living out the teachings of their faith. It's the same thing a soft Christian who goes around being like, oh, it's okay to compromise with the world. They're also a false Christian because they're not living out the teachings of the scriptures. The living out the teachers of the scripture in Quran, as I understand it, is calling for the conversion of people and the death of those who are persistently against it. If you are a Christian who convert to Islam, that is perfectly fine. If you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, you have a price on your head. That is how Islam works to the best of my knowledge. I am, again, not an Islamic scholar, but I am also not a spring chicken who just responds to something I've heard on the news. I have read a lot of in-depth, including reading large portions of the Quran. It's just not an area I specifically specialize in. So, that being said, Christianity is different in that it does not call for the death of people, nor does Christianity even call for the forced conversion. Now, you may not think that on the basis that we see a lot of evangelism and we see a lot of strong-arming in Christianity trying to force people into the Christian ideology, but the reality is even those folks are not living out a proper Christian ideology. Life in that perspective. And I actually want to look at a couple verses. One of them is going to be, or two of them are going to be from the Old Testament, one is from the New Testament, to kind of get into this. And then we have a couple points on it. So Ezekiel 3, and the sun is too bright, I gotta switch over to my light mode there. Ezekiel 3:23, "When I speak to you, I will open up your mouth, and you will say to them, thus says the Lord God, he who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse. For they are a rebellious house." Notice that. He who hears, let him hear. He who refuses, let him refuse. Daniel in 12:10 says something similar. Many will be purged, purified, and refined, but the wicked will act wickedly, and none of the wicked will understand, but those who have insight will understand. So those who are gifted with the spirit to understand are going to understand. Those that aren't are not. And in Revelation, this is after that final glorification. This is a fascinating statement here, Revelation 22:11. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong. Let the one who is filthy still be filthy. Let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness. And let the one who is holy still keep himself holy. That really is the spirit of Christianity. It's not, I'm going to force you into my views. Christianity itself is supposed to be preaching the gospel and letting people believe the gospel if they believe it and reject the gospel if they reject it. This whole idea of strong-arming people into Christianity that we see in a lot of modern Christianity is also incorrect according to the outplaying of these scriptures. So here's my overall points of these. Number one, the Christian should seek to change the law toward God if possible. Christians should get involved in politics. They should help to write the laws. They should help to move the nation towards the godly direction through the passages of laws. However, that is not the Christian's primary goal. Our goal as Christians is not to create a Christian state in the world. The reason the Christian is tasked to do that is because as we follow God, what happens is more and more often people tend to have better outcomes in life by following God. But the earthly present change is not the Christian mission. Our mission is to preach the gospel, clearly teach the sound principles of Jesus Christ, and help anybody who wants helped in those areas. Now, the last part I want to get into in this video addresses Deuteronomy 13. The Old Testament was not about the Israelites need to go and kill and wage war with everybody who disagrees with them. Now, Islam, that is, to my understanding, a lot of how they operate in our modern day. You will convert or you are the enemy, and the enemy calls for death. The Old Testament was not that way. Now, it almost looks that way. It looks like these people were brought in and God's commanding them to kill everybody. That is not true in the slightest. If you actually dig through the apportioning of the land and the various people like Sihon and Og, they only were conquered because they fought against Israel. God told them initially, yeah, pass by them. They're not, that's not your promised land. That's not your territory. They inherited that because the people would not let them simply pass by. They got involved and they were conquered because of it. That was a case where God handed them over, even though they were not among the list. There were groups of people that God said, just leave them alone. Let them go do their thing. Let them have their own culture. Let them be their own person. The only nations God decreed Israel to kill were the Canaanite nations, specifically the Canaanite nation. And these people, they were not just these innocent, they were just these innocent people, and here come these big bad Israelites and these evil, brutal God coming in. No, these people, we are sacrificing their children. They are engaging in absolute immoral orgies through the streets. These were the wickedest people on the earth. The people that were representative of the earth prior to God wiping out the whole of humanity in the flood. They had taken another route in Canaan, and God decreed their destruction because of that. That is what is going on. It was not, Deuteronomy 13 is not about going out and killing everybody. Now, Deuteronomy specifically addressed a couple things. It is specifically about people in the Israelite nation. I want to pull out just two sections. Deuteronomy 13:1-3. If a prophet or a dreamer of dream arises among you and gives you a sign or wonder, and the sign or wonder comes true concerning which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods whom you have not known, let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you to find out if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. So it's not about, does this prophet say something that came true or not? The litmus test is not, did the prophet say something that came true? The litmus test is this prophet in alignment with the clearly revealed word of God? If it's not in alignment with a clear review, clearly revealed word of God, they were to kill them. Now, There's elements of this in the New Testament. The New Testament example, I just thought of it, so I didn't pull it out. But there were many instances in the one I'm thinking of when Paul is writing, if anybody, I think this is Galatians, if anybody comes and preaches to you a gospel contrary to what we have taught you, let him be anathema. Now, that is the New Testament, which does not call for his destruction. It just says, cast him out of your church. Unfortunately, we've let too many of those people into our church, and now that they are now mostly running our churches, and that is why Christianity is weak in America today. The next section I want to look at is Deuteronomy 13, 12 through 15. If you hear one in one of your cities, which the Lord your God has given you to live in, anyone say that some worthless men have gone out from among you and have seduced the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go serve other gods whom you have not known, then you shall investigate, search out, inquire thoroughly, and if true, the matter is established that this abomination has been done among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it, and all that is in it, and the cattle with the edge of the sword. So this is calling for the destruction of people in Israel who've turned away from the one true God of Israel. That is a completely different method and teaching and principle from the New Testament. So no, the New Testament does not call for the killing of people who unbelieve. We don't even call, in pure reality, for the conversion of people who don't believe. Our simple task is to clearly present the gospel message and to allow people to accept it who accept it, bring them into the church and disciple them, and to simply love and help anybody who does not believe in the gospel. So hopefully that has been helpful and an answer to that question that I did not delete, but YouTube did. But hey, I still found it in my notifications. So hopefully that was a useful answer and answer the question, being as that I only was able to see the first few hundred words of it, or first few words of it. With that, thank you for watching. Have a look at the website, ourwalkinchrist.com, to look for books or other things like that. And of course, if you have not already subscribed to the channel, please subscribe, hit a comment down there, hit the like button, and spread the videos far and wide. With that, thanks for watching, and I hope that you enjoy your daily walk in our Lord.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Walk in Christ podcast is a listener-supported presentation. For more information about how you can help, check out ourwalkinchrist.com/support or our Patreon page at patreon.com/TomM. That's TOMM. Digital and paperback books are available on several online bookstores or at our website. Once again, the website is ourwalkinchrist.com.